When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't do it. Don't get suckered in. Don't be looking at this offense with microscopic examples. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Giants 3, Pirates 2 yesterday in San Francisco. Yet another complete dud or near complete dud from the offensive standpoint. Rowdy Tellez had a couple of hits. Good for him. Maybe that'll amount to something. Maybe he'll snap out of it a little. Maybe he won't. I don't know. The previous night, there were back-to-back home runs from Brian Reynolds and Ke'Bryan Hayes that were so jarring, so out of context, that you probably weren't even comfortable with how to feel about it. But otherwise, the offense just keeps dragging. And most unfortunate, at least from my own perspective, it feels like a lot of the people who follow this team the most passionately are okay with examining this in small splices. In other words, Tellez stinks, DFA Tellez, or there's Jack Sawinski in another slump, doesn't belong in the bigs. You can look at these individually. You can do that all day. You can also look, and this is the one I really don't like, at how they fare with men on bases. Are they clutchy enough, as if that means anything? Offenses invariably in baseball are defined by the number of people that you get on base, not the number that you drive in. That's happenstance for the most part. So as ugly as it is to watch on one of those nights when they go 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position and it drives you nuts, that's actually an okay offensive night, because you at least did some good things at the plate. This team doesn't do good things at the plate. And talking about things like clutchiness and runners in scoring position hides that. You're doing them a favor by talking about things like that. And today, for this program, I have come armed with ammunition to make this point. And I want you to listen to these closely, because even if they sound like they're a little newfangled in terms of statistics or whatever, they're actually just basic stuff when broken down. And I'm going to start with this. The Pirates' exit velocity. And that just means nothing more than how hard the ball is hit. It's not new. It's not fancy. It's really the same thing we've been talking about with pitching for 100 years, and everybody was okay with that. This is just the same thing for hitting. The Pirates' exit velocity, how hard they hit the ball, on average, is 87.6 miles per hour. It is the worst in Major League Baseball. The worst. Launch angle, the other thing that you hear a lot about, and maybe kind of shrug off to some degree, like what difference does that make, how much the ball goes up in the air? And you're picturing pop-ups, and those are all very bad launch angle situations. Well, overall, if you're the team that has a healthy launch angle figure, that means you're putting the ball up in the air over the infielders' heads, and your chances of getting on base, of getting a hit, go way, way up. So on average, launch angle is good. The Pirates' launch angle is 10.7 degrees. That is the third worst in all of Major League Baseball. More basic stuff, the Pirates' whiff rate, and all that means is how often they swing and miss. Nothing new about this concept. Hannes Wagner would swing and miss. Their rate is 27.3% of the time. Eighth worst in Major League Baseball. My friends, these are the damning stats because these go across the board and these speak to system. They speak to a general approach or a general methodology. And the one that this team employs, they'll even occasionally use the word sometimes, is passive. They're up there trying to dig the other team's starting pitcher into some kind of hole with his pitch count, and they're prioritizing that over plain old hitting. I got numbers for this one, too. The Pirates' swing percentage, which is exactly what it sounds like, not even a tiny bit fancy, is 45.4%. That means they swing at 45.4% of the pitches that they see. That is the sixth lowest rate in Major League Baseball. Now, getting more specific than that, it's amazing that they track all this now. Their zone swinging percentage, which means how often they swing at pitches that come into the actual strike zone. Doesn't matter if the umpire calls it a strike. It means that it's in the strike zone as established by computer models. Their zone swing percentage is 64.7%, the seventh worst in Major League Baseball. Are we seeing a pattern here? Are we seeing that this team basically lets way too many pitches go by, way too many hittable pitches go by, and then when it's time to actually get the bat off the shoulder, they're lousy at it? Amazing that connection could be made. Even more amazing that this hitting philosophy can continue to be strutted out there every day as if there's nothing wrong with it. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from Jim in Omaha, who says, DK, do we have an attitude problem at this point in the season? I just watched O'Neal Cruz hit into a double play ball, and he didn't run out of the batter's box until he saw he had a chance to be safe halfway down the line. The next inning, Rowdy Tellez hits into a double play grounder, and he barely ran it out. Our fielding's been horrible in the outfield and very lackadaisical. It looks like a lot of the Pirates don't really care. Am I wrong? I think we might need to move two or three players to Indianapolis and bring up others. Jim, you're wrong that they don't care. I'll start with that. I'd like to think that after a lifetime of covering professional sports and professional sports locker rooms and clubhouses and other environs, that I can see when there's a team that is just mailing it in. This isn't one of those. Actually, this isn't even close to being one of those. I've liked what I've sensed inside this atmosphere, going back to Bradenton, right through the 5-0 start, and even through some of the bumps. It seems like they've stuck together. It seems like they've tried to tough it out. It seems like they don't have answers. And that, of course, is when your manager and your coaches are supposed to bolster things, you know, provide a little bit of an anchor, a foundation upon which you can recover. Now, I'm not about to excuse anybody not bursting out of the batter's box. I don't think 90 feet is a whole heck of a lot to ask of a professional athlete to cover. Doesn't matter where the ball is hit, doesn't matter to whom, doesn't matter how quickly they got to it, how routine their play should be. There's no benefit to your team as the batter slash base runner there to not running it out. Let's put it that way. You're not doing a thing to help your own cause. Have there been issues related to some of the stuff that you've mentioned? Defense has looked, I think you used the word lackluster or lazy or something like that. That's not what's happening out there. Oh, no, you said lackadaisical. I don't see that. I see sloppiness. I see exasperation. I see players that both individually and collectively are frustrated. And you don't need to tell me, as someone who loves baseball, that you can carry your struggles in one area across to the other. If, for example, you're down in the dumps in the field and you're just booting the ball all over creation, there's a really high percentage chance that your next at bat is going to be a mess. And the reverse is true as well. I think that this team's problems emanate at the plate. Not all of them. David Bednar's issues, for example, wouldn't emanate at anybody's plate. But for the guys who are out there on a regular basis, look, you can see it. You can see it in both directions. Connor Joe's hit pretty well. He's fielded pretty well. He's run the bases pretty well. He's feeling pretty well about himself. Most of these guys are feeling pretty lousy about themselves at the plate, and it's gonna spread. It just is. I'm struck in particular by a game that I covered in New York last week where Henry Davis looked especially lost at the plate, and then behind the plate, something that we hadn't seen all season, was starting to look pretty much the same way. This team has multiple issues, but it doesn't have one that's even close to its inability to function as an offense up to major league standards. I'm going to repeat this from the opening segment. Don't let them off the hook with the easy stuff, with the casual stuff. They are not performing collectively as professionals the way you should in a batter's box. That's an institutional issue right now. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates, and we'll be back with another one of these tomorrow.